The Tennessee Sandhill Crane Festival is this weekend, January 19th and 20th, in Birchwood, Tennessee. I spoke with Melinda Wilton, co-chair of the festival. The Sandhill Crane winters over in Tennessee, creating quite a spectacle as thousands of these large birds make their winter home at the Hiwassee Refuge. How can we recognize the Sandhill Crane?
This is a bird that stands about 5 feet tall with over a 6-foot wingspan. Aside from the endangered whooping crane, it's the largest bird in Tennessee. The body is gray, uniformly gray, and there is a red cap on the top of the head, which is actually mostly skin, and the birds use that to display. If, you know, if there's a male and he wants to inform another male that he should keep his distance, he can engorge that patch with blood, and it really stands out.
This festival occurs during a time of migration for these birds.
Actually, it occurs during the winter. Starting in about the 90s, sandhill cranes started to spend the winter in Tennessee. Back when there was unregulated hunting, the eastern population of sandhill cranes was virtually annihilated. Very, very few individuals remained. Since that time, the population has been growing, and now they're are perhaps as many as 60,000 individuals in the eastern population, and virtually every single individual either passes through or winters in Tennessee. The birds had been wintering further south in Florida and southern Georgia, but now a good number of birds, 10 to 14,000, are spending the winter in Tennessee, and primarily at the junction of the Hiwassee and Tennessee rivers. And then the Hiwassee Refuge is right there.
So if you're planning to go on Saturday or Sunday, this is the 19th or 20th, what exactly can you expect to see?
The main center for the festival is the Birchwood School in Birchwood, Tennessee. It's about 10 minutes from the Hiwassee Refuge. And there will be buses that will shuttle folks between the Birchwood School and the refuge itself. And there will be programs at the school that will be informative. There are kids' activities there. Some vendors and other groups will have set up displays to answer questions about natural history and things like that. And then at the refuge, there will be volunteers with spotting scopes to help folks see the cranes more closely. There's other wildlife there. I would expect that every individual will see at least one bald eagle while they're visiting. And there's a building there that will have some more educational displays. On Saturday, there'll be a fellow there demonstrating radio tracking. Some of the sandhill cranes have radio transmitters. And then all of the whooping cranes that stay in the Hiwassee area will have radio transmitters on them. There will be some kids' activities also at the refuge. There's a very wonderful storyteller, Brian Ellis, who will be giving programs at the school, but he's also going to be teaching kids how to dance like cranes. When the birds start to choose a mate, they will dance to one another.
How close will you actually come to one of these magnificent birds?
The birds move mostly early in the morning and late in the day, and they will cruise over the treetops. The way the Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency has planted the corn, and they've been planting corn out there since, I guess, that the refuge was purchased, and part of that is to attract the waterfowl, ducks and geese. And the cranes find this quite tasty themselves, so they have been taking advantage of that. But the agency has planted corn down the slope and on the far hillside. So I usually think in terms of meters. So let's say a football field, maybe a football field and a half, as far as maybe 4 football fields. You can see the birds out on the horizon. Oh, we'll also have a closed cam camera and a fellow operating that. And he can focus in on birds, and the projection will be inside the refuge building, so you can get an even closer view of the birds and their activities. And they'll also be putting the camera on eagles that are within sight.
What's the cost to attend the festival?
It is a free festival. Now, we will have donation boxes in prominent locations to continue to support the festival as a free event. Everything that you see and hear will be free.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
The life history of the sandhill crane is really very interesting. The oldest known bird that is still alive now, the fossil remains date back 10 million years. This is a very slow reproducing species. They don't start breeding until they're 5 to 7 years old. If they're lucky, they will raise one chick, and they travel together as a family for 9 or 10 months. And you'll be able to see the juveniles with the adults. They stay very close together. And the juvenile will have a brown cap, while the parents both have red caps. And adult males and females look the same. Then the whooping cranes, they are part of an experimental population to reintroduce a species that was completely wiped out in the East. And in fact, in the West, there were only 25 known individuals that survived that period of unregulated hunting. So the whooping cranes in the East are all, every individual is very precious, and from 8 to 10 spend the winter in the region around Hiawassee. So there's a good chance that we'll get at least a glimpse of one. They do come out onto the Hiawassee Refuge. The platform there is open all year, and the cranes come in a little after Thanksgiving, and they'll pretty much be gone by the end of February. But any day of the week, you can come up and stand on the platform and enjoy the birds.
The Tennessee Sandhill Crane Festival is Saturday, January 19th, and Sunday, January 20th. More details can be found online at tncranefestival.org. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.